The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. I'm sure you often hear of the devastating effects of illegal wildlife trade on endangered species. And sometimes Americans rest on our high horses and say, well, I'm sure not consuming endangered species. That must go on in places like the docks of Hong Kong or for traditional Chinese medicine. But guess again. Wildlife imports into the U.S. are big business, much of it illegal and unmonitored. The effect is not just decimating wild populations, but also means a range of diseases is introduced to the United States, potentially decimating species, devastating ecosystems, and threatening food supply chains and human health. The global wildlife trade generates hundreds of billions of dollars annually, and the United States imported upward of 1.5 billion live wild animals in the period between 2001 and 2006. That's over 300 million animals a year. The vast majority of the imports were from wild populations in more than 190 countries around the world and were intended for commercial sale in the United States, primarily in the pet trade.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.